Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with preseason avalanche weather and event information for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center on Monday, November 4th. Today's update is sponsored by Stronghold Fabrication and the Community Food Co-op. Please note, Bridger Bowl Ski Area is closed and there is no avalanche control or ski patrol services. Backcountry conditions exist. Workers are setting up for the season and making snow. Please stay clear of work areas, snow guns, chairlifts, and other equipment. Over the weekend, the mountains did not get any new snow except for 1 inch that fell in Highlight on Saturday night. Temperatures were 20s to mid-30s Fahrenheit, with westerly wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Last night, the mountains near Cook City and Highlight got 2 to 3 inches of snow with no snow elsewhere. This morning, temperatures are 20s to low 30s Fahrenheit, and wind is westerly at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts of 25 to 40 miles per hour. Today will be mostly cloudy with a chance for 1 to 3 inches of snow near Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City, and partly sunny with no snow near West Yellowstone. Through the week, temperatures will be mid-20s to mid-30s Fahrenheit under partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, with wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour out of the west to northwest. The next chance for snow is next weekend. On Saturday, skiers in Beehive Basin were able to easily trigger fresh drifts of snow, and skiers in Highlight reported a natural avalanche that broke below a large cornice. Wind-loaded slopes remain the primary place you can trigger an avalanche, and a few inches of new snow today will be drifted into fresh slabs that can easily be triggered. Be cautious of drifts on steep slopes and avoid terrain where a small slide could push you into hazards like rocks, cliffs, or trees. Yesterday, I went to Beehive Basin for this season's initial look at the snowpack structure and stability. The snowpack there is 1.5 to 2 feet deep and generally stable for now, which is similar to other places that we have visited or received observations from. The snowpack lacks widespread buried weak layers, and recent loading from snow and wind has been minimal. This makes overall snowpack stability good, but we have received reports of poor snowpack structure and unstable stability test results. These results indicate the need to carefully assess the snowpack on a slope-by-slope basis before committing to ski or ride avalanche terrain. This week, a lack of new snow will keep the snowpack mostly stable for now, but in the mountains, temperatures will be cold enough to create weak, sugary snow in many locations. We will be on the lookout for these potential future weak layers as they form, so we know where to expect avalanches when more snow buries these layers in the coming weeks and months. If you are out in the mountains, you can help us out by submitting an observation of the snow, weather, or any avalanche activity you see. If you have any avalanche observations to share, please submit them via our website, email mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great week.